Hello, world. Welcome to WFHR's Rapids Report for this Friday, November 7th, 2025. Big shout out to our friends over at Crockett Septic sponsoring this hour so we get the chance to talk to our great people in this community like we're going to do right now. We got some members from Assumption Catholic Schools. Great play coming up, Sister Act. We have the director as well here with us. I'm going to have you all go down the line, introduce yourself and your character, if you would, and we'll start with you, Ryan.
Hi, I'm Ryan Husted. I'm the director of campus ministry at Assumption, and I'm also the director of Assumption Theatrical's Sister Act.
Appreciate you being here, Ryan. I would like the audience to know that I am doing my journalistic duty. I am treating Ryan with respect, even though I heard he played Mrs. Doubtfire recently and killed it, and I'm very jealous of him as one of my favorite characters. So I'm still going to be professional with Ryan. I heard that you rocked that, man. That's awesome.
Yeah, it was a little karaoke night at the theater. That was fun.
Very cool. And we'll keep going down the line here.
Hello, I'm Gabe Hawkey. I'm a junior at Assumption right now, and I play the role of Curtis Jackson in the upcoming Sister Act musical at Assumption.
Very cool. Thanks for being here, Gabe.
Thank you.
I'm Riley Stablusky. I am a senior at Assumption High School, and I'm playing the role of Sister Mary Patrick.
Thank you, Riley.
Hi, I'm Gianna Peters. I'm a junior at Assumption, and I play Dolores.
Gianna, good to see you again. Thanks for being here, and congratulations to you, by the way.
Thank you.
Crown on that. I'm sure we'll talk about that another time, but congrats. I appreciate you all being here. Right out the gate, want to say appreciate you all taking on that stage. As we know, you and I, Ryan, especially, that a lot of people think about doing this, but are not able to do it always. I've said this before, and I said it at the last show that I directed. The whole world is a stage, but not everybody can act on it. And those that choose to, on any level, I have all the respect in the world for. I really appreciate that you guys are doing this, especially with a show like this. Ryan, Assumption hasn't done a musical in quite some time. How did the build-up to this go, selling this go?
Yeah, so, I mean, we haven't done a musical in a long time, since about, I think, 2019. Mm-hmm. I was in the last one, so that shows how old it was. so it's been a little bit. But, you know, getting it back has been great. I've been able to try to do as much as we could with the traditions mm-hmm. in the past, mm-hmm. bringing those back. And it's been a pretty wild ride, but it's gone really well.
Good.
We've got a lot of good ticket sales happening right now. Our dinner show just got sold out, which is awesome.
Right on.
So, yeah, we're doing great.
If you're going to bring musicals back to Assumption, I don't know if you could have picked a better one than Sister Act. It feels pretty on the nose, feels like a pretty darn good one to bring in, not only because of some of the subject matter and some of that and how it can tie into Assumption, of course, but I'm hitting on more of the comedy and the fun songs and so much of the interacting where the audience is going to be able to help themselves but get into it a bit.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. It's such a fun show to be able to do. The kids, they love all the music. They're always dancing to it. I'm always dancing to it. So is the rest of the production team. Yeah. The audience, you will just love it. It is so funny. It's got a fantastically funny book. The music's written by Alan Menken, who did Little Mermaid and all of those like Disney things, Little Shop of Horrors, stuff like that. So it's just a great overall show. And as we rehearse, it seems like every day it's funnier and funnier. So it's really fun.
Very successful movie, a cult favorite. And certainly the Broadway show did very, very well. A lot of awards on that one over its time and everything. When it comes to the separation of the movie, the play, some of that, taking some of that into consideration. For those that may not know the plot, can you give a little bit of a Cliff Notes version of the plot for us?
Yeah, so Sister Act is about a 70s nightclub singer named Dolores Van Cartier. She witnesses a mob hit, and so the police hide her in this stuffy convent until she can testify. But with her identity a secret to the nuns, she is forced to act as one. So what else is there to do for a girl than to teach the very sweet but not so sweet sounding nuns how to sing? So our musical program's revival of this show will keep your toes tapping, your hands clapping, and give you a little bit of that Sunday morning fever.
It's such a, well done. It's such a great plot. It's such a great plot for a show. It pulls you in right away. And one of the fun things about seeing a play version of something like this, you've seen the movie, you've probably seen it a bunch of times. You could go to this show, and the very next show is going to be different. There is no reruns in theater. Everyone is worth taking in, taking in all of these shows if you can. And not only are you supporting local theater, but I guarantee you, you're going to get a great show every night. There is no such thing as a bad kid show. They're all amazing. It doesn't happen there. It's all great. The show details we'll get into in a bit. But before that, I want to break down your guys' characters a little bit with you. If you wouldn't mind telling us about the character that you're playing. And we'll get into more of that afterwards. But Gabe, I'll start with you.
That sounds good. So, as I said, I play the role of Curtis, and he's basically this evil mob boss kind of guy. And he's watching his girlfriend Dolores at a show, or for an audition to be a part of his club. And basically, he's just not into it, and on and on and on. And so what happens is Dolores witnesses a terrible event. Curtis ends up killing someone. And then throughout the whole show, it's about Curtis basically trying to get back at Dolores and taking care of her she doesn't...
With the character, did you... And I have to ask this. I can't help myself. But did you find any similarities with you with the character? Did you?
Really, you know, it was kind of hard to play Curtis because Curtis is like this evil, mean, very vengeful character. And I try not to think of myself as that. So it's kind of like bringing out my alter
right,
ego.
Right.
Trying to bring out the opposite side of me. So yeah. It's a little difficult.
Gabe, I'd known you for 5 seconds. You were nothing like any of your character. Nothing like it. Which is fun for an actor to get to play that. I think you, if you look especially with a lot of the famous characters and famous performances you've seen, more times than not, you're seeing an actor play something so solid and they're nothing like it. Gary Oldman is one of the best examples in the world to me. Watch any interview with Gary Oldman, you're going to see one of the sweetest, most well-dressed human beings you've ever seen. Any of his performances are the exact opposite of that. He's the true actor's actor. It's one of those things that I think you can have fun with, especially, you know, these kind of shows. That's great to hear, Gabe. Thank you. Thank you for sharing.
Thank you.
And I wanted to ask you next, Riley, about your character. Can you tell us a little about it?
Yes, I'm playing the role of Sister Mary Patrick, and she's a super joyful nun. It's a really fun role to play because she's just always happy, always praying. But anyway, when Dolores enters the convent, she's like super excited that a new nun is there. She's questioning a little bit just because like some of the things she does is different. And then closer to the end of the show, her and Dolores become really good friends, and it's just a super fun role to play.
Yeah. Did you find any similarities between you and her?
Yes, definitely. I would consider myself pretty joyful and always happy.
Right on. And sometimes that can really help you build that bridge and making that character, those lines sound like they're coming from you and they're more yours when you can find a character that you can find some relationship with and find a little bit of a connection to. It's great to hear. Thank you, Riley. Appreciate it. Gianna?
Yeah, so I played Dolores, a wannabe nightclub singer who sees Curtis kill somebody and she has to hide in a convent. And at first, she is not happy at all. She doesn't want to be stuck with these freaky girls. And then throughout the entire show, she's a very dynamic character. She changes a lot in her views on these sisters, and their relationships change a lot. So I think that's one of my favorite parts about playing her, is that it's so dynamic and there are so many different things I get to do.
Yeah. There's the of all the characters, and there's all great characters in this show, big, small, there's no small parts in it. It's a great production. This one in particular has so many layers to it. And it sounds like that was a lot of fun to kind of do and be here, there, and all these different places with it. Very cool to hear. Very cool to hear. Thank you all so much for that. I appreciate the breakdown of your characters and some of that. We certainly want to send a shout out to the rest of the cast and crew working really hard, just as hard on this production, and wishing them just as good of a run as well. When it came to others that, you know, maybe we're going to audition, we're going to give you guys a run for your money on these characters and everything, but maybe they didn't. Maybe they did just something that held them back. One of the reasons that we have you on the air here is certainly to promote the show, to get a great crowd for you all and everything. But as Ryan, I think, could note as well, that one of the, I think, the jobs of an artist is to encourage others to join the arts, to be a part of the arts, to show that there is no such thing as really a professional artist. We're all artists. We're all creative. Whatever you do, whatever you're into. Some of my most creative friends are mechanics. You know, every industry has creativity in it. And whatever you guys do, and you're all going to go on to do great things, whatever it is, being creative, being able to speak in front of others, this is confidence building. building. This is reps you're putting in right now. Even being on the air with me and putting up with my silly questions is reps and going to help you do whatever it is that you go on to do in life. But we're also trying to encourage people in your age range and stuff to be a part of theater. If one of your friends, if one of your classmates said, you know, I'm thinking about doing this, I'm just not sure, what do you say to them to try to encourage them to be a part of theater, even just be a part of the arts in general? Gabe, start with you.
Yeah, so just to keep it simple, I'd say you only go through high school once. And so you have the opportunity presented to you. If you want to do it, why not go for it? If you like it, you can keep doing it. If you don't like it, you don't have to do it again. And I think it's just as simple as that, really.
That's really good. That's really good. If you had told me that in high school, no, I would have done it. That would have worked on me. It's really good. It's a really good approach, too. And an old soul mentality, sir. That's very cool. Good to hear on you. Nice. Riley?
I was actually really nervous to audition. Originally, I didn't even want to be in it, but it's been such a fun time, and I'm so grateful that I was casted and that I was able to be part of it. It's been a super fun time, and I would say definitely 100% do it.
And Gianna?
Yeah, I would, like Gabe said, I would say just try it. Like, it's something new that you get to do. We have these opportunities, and I think it's just so great. You learn a lot about, like, other characters and then also yourself as you're going through practicing, rehearsing, and then especially Tech Week. Like, Tech Week is where it gets very serious, and just seeing how good you can be on stage with what you have and what you've rehearsed, I think, is just such a rewarding experience.
And, you know, some of you I met beforehand, and those of you, even like Gianna that I've met beforehand or something like that, the growth in you guys is amazing. And the confidence and the change from a year to a year and stuff, and just the way you carry yourselves and everything. It's so cool to see. I'm so proud of you guys. And please pass that on to the rest of the cast and crew and everything. And have some fun. And thank you so much for answering my questions and stuff, having some fun with us. Ryan, I got a couple more for you I wanted to ask. Sure. As far as the, I always like to let the audience know about the rehearsal process and what that's like for these kids. You know, we talk about it a lot with adults and in adult plays and local community theater shows and stuff. But these kids are taking time not only out of their day-to-day lives, but when they have so many other things on their plate. How often did you guys rehearse for this show?
Yeah, it's been a very, very, very busy schedule for everybody this semester, it seems. And so we started right away as school started. Like, the first week of school was auditions, because the show, you know, we don't have too much time to put a whole musical together in, you know, a semester, so we had to start right away. And so we had, like, that time all the way from the beginning of school to, well, right now we're finishing up because the show's almost here. And so juggling, like, schedules has been crazy. We've got all of these people in here have different schedules and different things that they do, and they're constantly coming and going, or have football, or have tennis, or pageant, or whatever it is that they're doing. And it's just like we have to figure out how do we get musical to fit in with that. But they've been absolute troopers for it, to be able to, like, come to rehearsal after their sporting event and deal with me and deal with my critiques and everything else that I do with this show. So they've been fantastic. So juggling it has been great.
It sounds like it's been really rewarding, not just for you, but all of you guys as well. And that's so great to hear. It's similar to what we were talking about before we got going here. If you guys are having fun, the audience will have fun. And it sounds like it's been a blast. I'm a little jealous. I'd like to have been a part of this. This is a fun one. Sister Act, the musical, is going to be premiering Thursday, November 13th, 7 o'clock show. Friday, I have another 7 o'clock show for you. That Saturday, the 15th, there will be a 1 o'clock matinee. And then everything will wrap up Saturday night, November 15th, with a 7 o'clock show. Ryan, if people want tickets, what's the best way to get them?
Yeah, best way to get them is you can just go to AssumptionCatholicSchools.org to the theatricals page. You could find us on Facebook under Assumption Theatricals. But if you just want to skip right to it, our link is our.show/AHS Sister Act. our.show/AHS Sister Act. Tickets are also available at the door by our lovely Mrs. Hoffman. And you can also come to the door during the show, or, you know, before the show, and get tickets then.
These shows take place over at Assumption High School. Be sure to mark your calendars, make a date to make all of these shows or as many as you can. Buy local, support the arts, everybody, and get ready to have a great time. The Assumption Theatrical Musical Play, Sister Act, coming up Thursday, November 13th. That is opening night. Make plans to be there. Thank you all so much. Break a leg. Have a great run.
Thank you, James.
Thank you.
And thank you, everybody, for joining us for another edition of WFHR's Rapids Report.